name of the God of the entire mankind, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever. Is it possible for one man to do an act of piety and then get it transferred in the name of somebody else? The transfer of deeds, what is normally called Isale Sawab. Well, the answer is that it is not possible. The reason is that this worldly life of ours is a trial wherein everybody is required to perform on his or her own. No father can help a son if the son is not interested, and no son can come to the rescue of a father if the father has not taken the trial of this life seriously. Therefore, although in some parts of the Muslim world, more particularly in the Indian subcontinent, there is this practice of reciting the Quran and then asking God to get it transferred in the name of the deceased for whom it was recited, the truth of the matter is that the one for whom it is recited would not get the benefit of it. I know that this statement can cause some people to be upset because it is emotionally very soothing and satisfying that you can pray for your deceased relatives and friends. But the fact of the matter is that we quite often forget that the Almighty's law is fair for all. So that if somebody dies, someone who is rich, and his sons and daughters, they arrange for a very large number of people to come in and recite the Quran for his benefit, he is going to get the benefit of it. But a person who is poor and has got not a very long list of people knowing him, if he dies and there's hardly anybody who recites for his welfare, for his betterment and benefit, that is something which, of course, the Almighty would never allow to happen. He has clearly mentioned in the Quran, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَىٰ. Man is not going to get the benefit of anything except for what he himself does. You do a good deed, you will get the benefit of it. You don't do it, you will not get the benefit of it. On the other hand, the other aspect has also been mentioned, that what bad deeds I have done, I will have to bear the burden of it. I cannot bear the burden of anybody else's bad deeds. The Almighty says, لَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَىٰ. No bearer of burden will bear the burden of anybody else. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, has emphasized the same point by mentioning that when somebody dies, all the records of his deeds are closed, except for three possibilities. A, if he leaves behind children whom he had trained well, if they continue to pray for him, he will get the benefit of his prayers. B, if he has left some form of knowledge which continues to benefit people, that benefit is going to bring merit and value to his account as well. And C, if he does any act of sadqah which continues even after his death, continues to benefit people, that too is going to bring benefit and addition to the good deeds that he had already performed. Of course, all these three aspects are those aspects which the person himself did and initiated, and their benefit would continue to help people even after his death, or they would accrue good performances even after he has died. But for any act for which the person himself did not make any initiative and has no direct connection with his performance, cannot benefit him. The important thing is that we should consider this worldly life of ours as an important part of our existence wherein we are being tried. We must make the best out of this opportunity to perform as well as we can. May God Almighty enable us to understand the reality of the trial of this life, and may He enable us to practice to the fullest of our abilities.